Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that inner critic can sound like a whole symphony orchestra of negativity. You should be doing more. Why are you so disorganized? Just get it together already. Yikes, right? That constant self-judgment can be draining, especially when you are already juggling the unique challenges of ADHD. But guess what? There's a better way to navigate those tricky moments. Today, we're diving into the superpower of self-compassion and how it can totally transform your relationship with your ADHD brain. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good episode, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or making excuses for your struggles. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you berate your bestie for forgetting their keys or missing a deadline? Probably not. You'd probably offer them a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even help them figure out the solution. So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build unshakable self-compassion. 1. Recognize the universal struggle. Remember, honey, you're not alone in this journey. ADHD affects millions of people worldwide, and everyone experiences it differently. There's no shame in your brain wiring, and recognizing that shared experience can be incredibly liberating. Think of it like a secret club. We all have our own unique superpowers and challenges, but at the end of the day, we're in this together. 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a yoga guru or meditating for hours on end, though those things can be amazing. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Ever notice how often your mind races? That's your ADHD brain doing its thing. Be kind to it, acknowledge those thoughts, and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. 3. Challenge your inner critic. You know that voice in your head that constantly tells you you're not enough? Well, it's time to call it out. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so quick to dish out harsh self-criticism? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you love. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Yeah. Did you manage to get out of bed on time? High five. Take a moment to acknowledge your successes and celebrate your progress. Remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. 5. Practice self-care. This one is non-negotiable. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for managing ADHD and building self-compassion. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a long walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Remember, you deserve to feel good. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're supposed to be working on a major project, but your mind is wandering off into La La Land. You start feeling that familiar sense of overwhelm and guilt creep in, you know, the one that whispers, you're so productive. Suddenly, your inner critic starts blasting a symphony of negativity, reminding you of all the things you haven't done yet. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, imagine this. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and gently remind yourself that it's okay to have off days. You say something like, I'm doing my best right now, and that's enough. Then you shift your focus back to the task at hand, breaking it down into smaller, more manageable steps. Remember, progress over perfection. See, self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges or giving up on your goals. It's about approaching them with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of grace. You've got this. Now go out there and make that ADHD brain work for you. So, remember, beautiful brains, the next time you feel that inner critic starting to roar, hit pause and practice some self-compassion. Treat yourself like the amazing human being you are because, let's face it, you deserve it. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your fellow ADHD warriors. Let's spread the love and build a community of support and understanding. And as always, keep shining bright. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.